Good morning. This coming week, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshas Yisro. And, of course, Parshas Yisro begins with, of course, Yisro's coming with Tzipora and her two children to go meet up with Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert. And we're told, Ve'ish Nebo Ne'a Asher Shemo Echad Gershom and Shema Sheni Eliezer. And, of course, we don't find the naming of the children of Tzipora and Moshe until this point in time. So why is it so important to know the names of Moshe's children now? And so Rav Simcha Zissel Brady, the late Chevron Rosh Hashiva, explains that Moshe was teaching us that after experiencing the great miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the war with Amalek, Moshe also didn't forget the small miracles, that of the miracle of childbirth and the like. And so that is the intent of the phrase we say daily in davening, Al Nisecha Shabchol Yom Imanu, for the miracles that we have every single day. We become aware of those, and they speak to us as well. And so, of course, in the moments of thinking about the big stuff, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't forget the small stuff. We're told, and the majority of the parsha takes us through the idea of the experience of Matan Torah and the giving of the Torah. And so we're told in the prelude, Heyei Atah La'am, Moshe Rabbeinu was first told by Yisro that he should be for the nation in Mul HaElokim. He should be there as a person standing in front of Hashem. Rav Chaim Sabato pointed out that there's a fundamental misunderstanding between Yisro and Moshe about what it means to be a Jewish leader. In other words, Yisro assumed that Torah leaders need to be images who don't dwell on the day-to-day activities of the people. But Moshe understood that to be a good leader, one must be able to judge an honest argument, whether the cost was $1 or $1 million. And so according to Moshe, Judaism is using day-to-day operations of life for Jewish betterment. Judgment allows tzedek to reign tall and proud and be mekadesh shem shamayim. And so it's no less important than nevuah, whose goal also is to bring people closer to Hashem. There's not one versus the other. It's a responsibility of a Jewish leader to be true all the way across the board. Well, Vayishlach Moshe Eschosno Vayelech Lo El Arzo, at the end of the storyline, Moshe sends his father-in-law away. And Yalkut Shimoni notes that Moshe knew Hashem didn't think it right that the simcha, the joy of Matan Torah, be shared between those who worked for it and those who didn't. And so Moshe sent Yisro home prior to the event. So Rav Aaron Cutler was very bothered by that comment, as after all, Yisro did sacrifice a lot for his belief. So why would he be considered a foreigner, undeserving of being at Matan Torah celebration? And Rav Aaron answered that since the Jewish people did overcome so much more, they attained a higher level of spirituality, and so thus his simcha and theirs would not match. And so Moshe sent Yisro on his way. You know, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, offered a similar thought, who said that Yisro didn't have the full simcha to appreciate Matan Torah, and so hence he was sent on away from it because he wasn't going to be able to experience the whole thing. And so therefore, he lacked the capacity, so he was sent along. The Jews get to Midbar Sinai by Yisiatzu B'tachtis Ahar. They stood at the base of the mountain. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that this teaches us that Hashem lifted the mountain on top of the people, and he told them if they accept the Torah Mutav, it will be great. But if not, Shom Tehek Furaschem, there they will be buried. You know, the commentaries abound as to why, if the mountain was on top of them already, why didn't he say, Po Tehek Furaschem, you're going to be buried right here, not there. And so Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explained that there's a valuable lesson over here. Often in life, people get busy. They work to delay their own spiritual growth until they get around to it. Hashem tells them that if you don't change your priorities, waiting to get there will bury you. There will bury you. Getting around to it will bury you. So when it comes to spiritual growth, we don't deal with eventualities. We have to deal with spirituality as it exists right now. Don't wait to learn, right? Because you may never get there, says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? Don't say, L'ksha'efna eshna, shema lo tipane. You may not get there. We are told that the first of the Aseres Hadibros was, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Otzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem who has taken you out of the land of Mitzrayim. You know, a famous Medrash replayed many times at Chumash Place throughout the Torah world remind us that prior to the Jews receiving the Torah, Hashem went to each and every nation to see if they'd accept the Torah. Edom refused because they couldn't accept the prohibition against murder. Yishmael couldn't accept the challenge against stealing. So what was the point if Hashem came to the Jews and didn't challenge them? And so Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky quotes Rav Yitzchak Meir of Gur, who used to note that in the commandments selected for each of the nations were directed to challenge their very natures. And so to see if the nation would be willing to subvert its very psychological drive in order to follow the word of Hashem. In other words, for people from Edom, it's savagery. For Yishmaelim, it's Geneva, it's theft. For Jews, it's our skepticism. And so the first challenge for us was Anochi Hashem. The Jews are supposed to ask, maybe not. And that's our job, to be able to understand that we have to have Emunah b'Hashem. One of the Aseres HaDivros we're quite aware of is Zachos Yom HaShabbos LeKacho, that we're supposed to remember Shabbos in order to sanctify it. You know, according to the Magid Mishnah, the mitzvah of Kiddush is to create the day's Kedusha through the pronouncing of Kiddush, which means that although Shabbos is inherently Kadosh, there's value in making Kiddush so that the Kedusha occurs through the Jewish people, human involvement as well. And Rav Shechter would remind us regularly that therefore one should make Kiddush as soon as possible on Friday night in order to spend as much of Shabbos and as much Kedusha as possible. Make the Kiddush, even though it's already Shabbos, but make Kiddush to show that you're adding into the experience and that you want to be involved. Lo Sachmod, we're told, don't covet, and Ibn Ezra notes that while it seems hard not to covet, when one knows his boundaries, he doesn't seek that which isn't his. And Rafal Shmulevitz quoted Rav Isaac Sher, who explained that while to Ibn Ezra it's unthinkable for the outsider to covet the, you know, after all, like he says, it's crazy for an outsider to know his boundaries and to desire a princess when he's not a part of the royal family, and that's the Lo Sachmod challenge. But in Slabodka, they explain that a prince doesn't covet a commoner as it's beneath him. And all of the Jewish people are created in Hashem's image, and so therefore coveting, by definition, being enslaved to one's desire, chemda, is, by the way, beneath them. Finally, in the parasha, we're told that we're lo sala b'malo sal mizbechi, that you shouldn't ascend my mizbeach via steps. And Rashi explains that if you were to do so, you might come to demonstrate a belittling of the mizbeach, as the laws of tznius would be compromised. And yet, one needs to wonder how a kohen or a kohen gadol going up the mizbeach at a time of avoda would behave in a manner that it could even appear to be belittling. And so the late Mashgiach of Wayu, Rav Yaakov Moshe Lessin Zatzal, explains that even when we are totally focused on the mission of Hashem, we have to be careful not to let anything disturb our mission. And at these special moments, even the slightest change has the ability to set us off on the wrong course, right? And we have to be very careful and protective of that situation. Finally, in the Haftorah this week, we read from Yishayo, Esmi Ashalachu Mi Yilech Lanu V'yomar Hineni Va'omar Hineni Shalcheni. He says, who I send? And I said, here I am, send me. And so in his first nevuah for the people, Yishayo Anabi accepts the call to serve enthusiastically. Rav Shimon Schwab added that he was rewarded for accepting the call in spite of the people's rejection of the word of Hashem and those who brought it to the people by being the Navi who received most of the nevuah of Nechama. Some of them doubled, Nachamu, Nachamu, because Hashem appreciated his enthusiasm on behalf of the role to be the bridge between Hashem and his people. We've been through a lot in life, we continue to go ahead, and we need to be enthusiastic. And with Hashem's help, our enthusiasm will carry us further, not only in these troubled times where we have all these wonderful people, especially the Chayalim and Chayalot who need our support and our appreciation for the fact that we have called out to them and they've responded, Hineni, Be'ezus Hashem, will be able to experience it when we get to the point that will be a Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day and a Shabbat Shalom to all.